do.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search resumes at daybreak in southeastern Kentucky for the man police believe fired his assault-style rifle at cars along I-75 over the weekend. Five people were injured. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump preparing to square off in their first debate on ABC. It'll happen tomorrow night. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Trump is not participating in mock debates, instead holding informal policy sessions with advisors.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%. Well within the margin of error.
Not only will it be their first debate, it'll be the first time Harris and Trump have ever met. Pope Francis has arrived in Timor-Leste. An outdoor mass could draw 750,000 people. This is ABC News. Google is facing a new antitrust lawsuit. Several states have joined with the Department of Justice in the suit, calling Google's ad technology dominance a monopoly. This comes a month after another trial ended with a federal judge ruling Google does hold a monopoly over internet searches. A ghost scaring up a bunch of money at the box office.
The living. The dead.
Beetlejuice soaking up box office sales big time, pouring in $110 million in its opening weekend. The film scoring the second biggest September opening of all time. Deadpool and Wolverine play second at the box office with $7.2 million in its seventh weekend in theaters. And Reagan, about the 40th president of the United States, continues to beat expectations. It came in third place in its second weekend, earning $5.2 million. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And bankruptcy at Big Lots. The retailer announced this morning it is going into Chapter 11. The company says some of its locations will be closing down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
Summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side, cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, and I guess she did.
My plastic cup, I say yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know, 'cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. Say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be
head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few bucks in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I look back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. Let's say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody.
sing it with me. Everything's gonna be
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you. Some things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hug. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Uh-huh.
top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. As all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It just is great music.
98Q Country.
Not yours, and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you, and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time.
Love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it
so good it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on. It's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect, gonna get it right. Gonna get it right one night at a time. This goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night.
98 Q. Country.
Started with a long goodbye. Get wrapped up tight. Let's spend all night right here.
Mr. Randy Houser. And a good night kiss at 98Q. Good morning, Joel here. Monday, the 9th of September. I hope you are well. Hope the weekend treated you well. Weather-wise, we did pretty good this weekend. Yesterday turned out to be pretty good. 48 is our wake-up temp, and we're going to feel like summer for the next week to 10 days. Temperatures approaching 80-plus for the foreseeable future, all the way through next Wednesday, you know, a nine-day stretch. And not a whole lot of rain, maybe a couple of days in there. Might see a little bit, 20% chance tomorrow. Got about a 40% chance of rain as we get later in the weekend. But other than that, it's just going to be a dry late summer stretch here. 79 is what we'll call it today with a sunny sky. And that wind will be light and variable. You're walking around, tromping around the woods, chasing the bear and doing whatever else. And a t-shirt would be appropriate because it's going to be warm if you're moving out there. So 49 right now. The weekend, sports-wise, we've got a lot to talk about with that. With the Packers and Jordan Love and Bears, Vikings, Packers, all that, and Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh, my. We'll chat about that kind of informal style coming up a little bit later on, the 7 o'clock hour. We'll let you gather your thoughts. We'll gather ours, and we'll see what we can come up with. Let's get a quick update. Twice an hour, we get you updated what's going on, a news and sports update. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search resumes at daybreak in southeastern Kentucky for the man police believe fired his assault-style rifle at cars along I-75 over the weekend. Five people were injured. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump preparing to square off in their first debate on ABC. It'll happen tomorrow night. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Trump is not participating in mock debates, instead holding informal policy sessions with advisors.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%. Well within the margin of error.
Not only will it be their first debate, it'll be the first time Harris and Trump have ever met. Pope Francis has arrived in Timor-Leste. An outdoor mass could draw 750,000 people. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging ATV and UTV riders to prioritize safety following a surge in fatal accidents this year. As of September 6, 27 people have died in ATV or UTV accidents in Wisconsin, with ages ranging from 4 to 79. Five of these fatalities occurred within the past 2 weeks. The DNR is emphasizing the importance of wearing helmets and seatbelts, staying sober, and paying attention to posted signs on roads. At least 18 of this year's victims were not wearing helmets, and over half of the UTV victims were not wearing seatbelts. Anyone under the age of 18 is required by law to wear a helmet on an ATV or UTV, whether driving the machine or riding as a passenger, a DNR spokesperson stated. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once we something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Warm up this fall with amazing specials at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesday, prime rib sandwiches on Thursday, and delicious fish fry featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder on Friday. Saturday features prime rib and lobster. And don't miss our authentic German buffet coming up August 5th. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Book your holiday gatherings now. Just look for the big deer.
2/3 of the fastest growing occupations in the next decade will require a technical college education, one you can earn locally at North Central Technical College's Phillips campus. Earn your welding degree in person with NTC's Open Labs, which give you the flexibility to complete your classes around your schedule in Phillips. The path to a great paying career is just a weld away. Registration is currently underway. Call to get started today, 715-339-4555.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers, like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98 Q Country.
School, gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bull. Everybody in the ATL is coming. DJ's got those speakers thumping. Got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party. Your hands up high, about to tie one on.
game, sitting on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack. Girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high as a tear falls down. Gut sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
My son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of LA, working maximum hours. Oh, minimum wage.
Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on.
Jason Aldean, 98Q Country. Good Monday to you and for a really nice week here. If you like the fall temperatures, you're not going to like this week. But if you like summer, 80 degrees, maybe a few degrees above that, You're going to like it. You're going to like it. But a cool start to the day, 49 our temp, and 80. Again, we'll just kind of call it 80 all week, and even into early next week is what they're kind of telling us. A very, obviously, very disappointing start to the season for the Packers, and Jordan Love is going to be out for a few weeks. 3 to 6, they're saying. They're already talking about the Packers looking for a backup, and that's never a good sign as far as your quarterback returning. So a strained meniscus, is that what I heard? So not good. The Packers not only lost, and that wasn't the reason why they lost. He lost on virtually the second to last play of the game. And unless Jordan Love would have stepped up and thrown a Hail Mary into the end zone, the Packers were going to lose that game. But Jordan Love is going to be out definitely for a few weeks. A few weeks is kind of what they're saying. They're getting a second opinion done. I always think of the feelings of that first doctor. Just like, well, apparently, you know, my 10 years of schooling means nothing to you. Go ahead, get another opinion. It's gonna be kind of bizarre. The question is, do you go back to that doctor again after you want a second opinion? Next time something happens, do you go back to that doctor again? And he looks at you like, well, all right, I'll treat you, but apparently my opinion doesn't matter. So that's the story. Jordan Love is going to be out for a while here, and the Packers are off to a rough start at 0-1. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you moving today. Each weekday morning at this time, we focus on the family.
There's a story in the Bible in the book of 2 Kings that offers great insight into a common reason why people have trouble solving their problems. The story is about Naaman, a commander in the Syrian army who was plagued by a terrible skin disease. He takes his problem to Elisha, the prophet, who tells him that he will be healed if he washes in the Jordan River 7 times. Instead of responding with gratitude, Naaman becomes angry. He expected the prophet of God to make a big deal about things, to do something remarkable on his behalf. When the answer to Naaman's problem wasn't what he expected, he refused to believe that it could work. People fall victim to that kind of thinking all the time. Couples, parents, clients, and counseling offices. Sometimes even entire communities. Like Naaman, we allow our pride to get in the way of finding real answers to our problems. Here's how pride works. Instead of seeking truth, we redefine the problem so it fits the solution we desire. We want our marriage problems to be solved, as long as they're solved our way. We want homelessness, racism, and poverty to be eradicated, but only if the solutions fit our political agenda. Pride clouds our vision and prevents us from achieving our goals. Pride seeks to be right, but humility seeks the truth. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Out here with the sunset, Silverado back beach. Never
Country.
Number one!
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Hey,
great station.
98Q Country.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. You said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day, everywhere. Nowadays, when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you. And I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Yes, you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still, I know I'll hear your voice and see you. So maybe that's why you're on every highway, just beyond the high beams, right beside me in all of my sweet dreams. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard, in Arizona, dancing across the desert. Watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia, picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q.